Alberta Premier Danielle Smith told Jasper evacuees that it still wasn't safe enough to return to the townsite. Smith explained during a telephone town hall on Tuesday, August 6, that fire responders have played a large role in saving critical infrastructure in Jasper, such as the hospital and the wastewater treatment plant. They helped the folks that have been evacuated and still have homes returned to them that much sooner, she said. However, the wildfire situation in Jasper remains ever-changing, so at this time, there is still no firm timeline for re-entry. She later noted that both re-entry preparation and wildfire fighting were occurring simultaneously. Crews are busy analyzing structures so they can be reconnected with power and gas, which Smith estimated would be done within the next few days. But then the big issue is around the fire itself, she said. The difference between Slave Lake and Fort McMurray is that the fire came and went through a portion of the city. This one, the town has been enveloped by the fire, and so that's what makes it a little bit more difficult to determine because you don't want to get back in town and then find a wind gust reignite the fire and bring it back into town. Smith also recapped her meeting with Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, where she had emphasized the need for federal support such as temporary housing and a wage subsidy for Jasper residents. Jasper Mayor remarks. Jasper Mayor Richard Ireland began his remarks at the town hall by paying respect to the 24-year-old firefighter from Calgary who died protecting Jasper and thanked all first responders dealing with the wildfire. Ireland also thanked the province for facilitating visits to the townsite via bus and noted that over 500 residents had already signed up. I appreciate that it will be a difficult experience for many, he said. It is raw. It will be very emotional. I encourage anyone who has signed up for one of those visits to brace yourselves. Residents can sign up for bus tours online, with priority given to those who have lost their homes. Ireland said mental health supports would be available during the visits but encouraged registrants to have supports available when they return. I hope that, a visit, will bring closure as it is intended to do, but I appreciate that it is sufficiently difficult for some that they see the need to have that experience privately, and we certainly respect that, he said. Ireland noted that work was progressing on re-entry, with over 40 sub-plans in various stages of implementation. He added that when residents return in a phased approach, they will need not just houses but jobs as well, which requires a functioning economy. We know that visitation is the basis of the visitor economy, which underpins our entire economy, and I am satisfied that all three levels of government share that as a priority, Ireland said. I'm confident that the level of commitment and collaboration and cooperation that we have seen today will continue into re-entry and the recovery phases. For those who missed the town hall, a recording is available online. Wildfire update. Parks Canada reported Tuesday, August 6, that cooler weather and rain have helped minimize the wildfire's intensity for a second day in a row. Most hotspots on Pyramid Bench are extinguished, and crews will continue to put out hotspots near Marmot Basin and clean up fire debris around Lakes Edith, Annette and Trefoil, and Moberly and Sixth Bridges. Crews are also working toward securing the northeast area of the fire to eliminate the threat to the town and will continue cleanup work in the Kirkeslyn and Athabasca Falls campgrounds. The fire remains around 34,000 hectares in size.